Fred Film Radio, San Sebastian Film Festival, Spain.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. This is the 67th edition of San Sebastian Film Festival, and we're here with Leticia Casta, lead protagonist of Beyond the Horizon. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
My first question would be, how related do you feel to the story that the director depicts? Because I think she wants to tell us about a huge change in women's life in the past decades. I mean, do you feel related to that change that women are experiencing all over the world?
For me, it's been a long time already, that thing changing. As a young person, when I start to work, I was 15 and I was in a world of adult people, and I have to grow up and being independent and be strong about my decision, choosing films and choosing a direction of my life. So I was very lucky that I was I met people who were very, very, very open. Mm-hmm. And but it's not the same for everybody, of course. But the film, it's true, is very related to what's happening now. But for me, what was very interesting to doing it was the freedom of, I mean, a woman going to her desire.
Instead of family, for example, or instead of the traditional roles?
Well, of the family, of the society, of herself. A woman is not only a mother, is not only the perfect image of, you have to break it, the vision of the patriarchal idea of what a woman has to be, where she has to be. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's already a long time ago that I've been through that. So
mm-hmm. One could say this role is, maybe we can define it as risky. I don't know if you thought about that when you said yes.
No, I will say healthy.
Good answer. Good answer. So you're not, I mean, you're always moved by the story. I mean, when you say yes to a role, you say yes to a powerful story that drags you.
Yes, but also not especially powerful, because mm-hmm. if it doesn't have a meaning or something profound in the back, it doesn't matter. It can be powerful but flat and not sensitive. I choose it because the director, she said to me when I met her that that happened to her in her own life. And I felt that she was very connected with the film, and I felt very secure going with her, talking about very sensitive thing. It could be very caricatural for men, like the bad person and the woman, she's a good person.
Course.
And I didn't want to do a film like that because I don't believe in that. For me, we need each other, men and women, to be support and building something together. And what I liked about the film is just characters trying to fight with their own problems. Him, the husband, is with the situation with the animals and the climate and the what he has in the weight he has on his shoulder. And Nicole, she's fighting with who she is, what she wants in her life. And the kid is fighting of going out from the childhood, going to being an adult. Mm-hmm. So it's very talking about life and very sensitive and not.
Speaking about your choices as an actress, do you have a sense of your own career? Do you build a career, or you evaluate projects when they arrive and you read it and say yes or no? You don't have like a big landscape of your actress career.
Well, if I was building my career in a calculated way, I think I will do mistake. When you choose with your heart, you cannot do mistake. Even if some people doesn't like the film that you will do, it will have a sense for you, and you will grow. And it's only with time that people understand what you're doing in your work. It's taking more time to people to understand what you do, but I think it's more real to me.
Okay. And speaking about the role of women, I went to the Venice Film Festival, and there was an ongoing conversation about the lack of women directors in competition and about quotas. Do you like quotas? Do you think we should have a certain number of women in every position in society or not?
What's happened is women always being here around. Mm-hmm. Now what's changing is you take this and you put light on them right now. That is the only change, but we all been everywhere. It's the same number of men and women.
Yeah. I think there are more women in the world than men.
But that is not good.
No?
No, I think I'm worried sometimes for the future of what's going on with all the climate and what's going on with the health.
Mm-hmm. So you think we should have less children?
No, I mean, I'm talking about reproduction.
Yeah.
I'm talking about that. We don't think about that. We're talking about species of animals going away.
Mm-hmm.
But one day we will. We will if we don't do something right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's what I said to you before. I read a book called... The book of Virginie Despentes,
mm-hmm.
talking about men and women and saying that the society, it's more the society who put on men like such a pressure and on women such a pressure. For men, if you're fragile and have emotion, is not good. And for women, if you're too strong, is not good. It's just about...
Balance.
Exactly. Something being more subtle would be fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And my last question would be, what are you working on right now? Do they have projects that you
and
can
I'm
share?
I'm sorry, I just want to say something again.
Ah, okay.
Again about that is that if men doesn't, they are not good, women will not be good too.
Okay.
And vice versa. We need really...
to focus on how good they are.
Yeah.
Not in the gender.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
Corrected. And my last question would be about your next projects. Can you share anything that you are working on?
I want to go back to theater, definitely. Okay. Maybe doing a project and a few films coming. I take time before I go to...
I know.
To a film because I need to feel it, you know. It's very... I have a very mystic way with cinema.
That's good.
I don't know.
Listening to your heart. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This was an interview for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.